Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day begins with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, while Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant morning for those heading out. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that earlier today, the IDF killed a Hamas operative in Gaza. This marks the first airstrike in over a week. Also, Mariv noted in the past hour that upcoming elections have already started to influence the IDF. Political pressure is affecting operations in Gaza and Lebanon. Also this hour, I-24 News reports the U.S. is frustrated with Israel's response to settler violence in the West Bank. Separately, the Jerusalem Post says Israel is not doing enough to stop settler violence. Earlier today, the IDF began lifting a siege on a Palestinian village. And finally, Forward highlights concerns in the U.S. that Israel's stance on religious freedom is damaging its image, particularly in relation to Christianity. Here's what people are saying online. Honest Reporting expressed concern, posting earlier today that inflammatory rhetoric in a New York Times column unfairly targets Israeli settlers. Ambassador Mike Huckabee, writing moments ago, strongly refuted claims that the U.S. Embassy has not been involved in addressing settler violence. Daniel Seidman, a Middle East analyst, argued earlier today that Israel's strategic interests lie in maintaining peace agreements with neighbors like Jordan and Egypt. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF's airstrike in Gaza, according to the Times of Israel, the military targeted a Hamas commander planning attacks. This strike is significant as it breaks a week-long lull in air operations. The move underscores ongoing tensions despite recent quiet. Civilians in the region remain on alert, turning to political pressure within the IDF. Mariv reports that electoral concerns are affecting military actions across various fronts. Constraints are evident in Gaza, Lebanon, and the West Bank. This raises questions about the military's ability to operate independently in these areas. The implications could lead to further instability if tensions escalate. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights the U.S.'s growing frustration with Israel over settler violence. The American administration wants a stronger crackdown following incidents in the West Bank. This comes amid reports of settlers imposing a siege on Palestinian homes. The U.S.-Israel diplomatic relationship could face strain if violence continues unchecked. In a related development, the Jerusalem Post details the IDF's recent actions to lift a siege in the West Bank. Settlers had blockaded Palestinian homes, prompting military intervention. This event follows earlier criticisms that Israel isn't doing enough to control settler aggression. Such actions might impact Israel's international standing. And finally, Forward discusses perceptions of Israel as anti-Christian. The article suggests that Jewish extremists are contributing to this narrative. In the U.S., this view could influence diplomatic and public opinion. Ensuring religious tolerance remains a key challenge for Israel's image abroad. In financial news, first, Ynet Business reports that tech entrepreneur Asaf Rapoport is in talks to acquire the McDonald's Israel franchise. This move could reshape the fast food landscape in the country. Separately, Tech informs us that Team 8 has raised $365 million to address the gap between AI adoption and security. This investment highlights the growing focus on technology infrastructure. And finally, Walla Business notes that the National Insurance Institute will distribute study grants to eligible families tomorrow. This financial aid aims to support education-related expenses. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.